Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
It is 9:41. This is Dean Richards Sunday morning. Elton Jim Toronto is also with us today.
Hi-ho, Dean Areno.
You are the perfect person to be with me here today as we talk with Dr. Robert Murphy, the professor of infectious diseases at Northwestern University.
Why am I the perfect
person? Well, I mean, we're going to talk about the latest in COVID and some things like that. But you just had this cataract surgery.
Yes, I did.
So we can fully analyze your situation.
And here, I am double boosted.
Dr. Murphy, thank you for joining us. Nice to have you with us here today.
Yeah, good morning and good to be double boosted.
Yes, I was going to ask you, Jim, if you if you've got all the shots that you need, because a lot of people are getting a little lackadaisical about.
No, in fact, I went. I went as soon as the 5 month. When I had my first boost, I was at Walgreens.
Yeah, very, very good. Very
give me good. A jab. Give you. Me a jab.
Very good. You know, are people keeping up to date with all this, Dr. Murphy? Because you do hear a lot of people who are getting COVID now because they felt like, the worst is over. I can, slough off on this a little bit. What are we seeing with people protecting themselves?
Good question. The pandemic's not over. The vaccines are working. However, they don't, unfortunately, the effect doesn't last forever. And there's some beautiful data that came out last week. Just shows the effect of the second booster versus just having the one booster. And it's at least 50% better in getting new infections, getting in the hospital, or dying. So it's keep up with your boosters, because that's what's going to save everybody.
Will there be such thing as a triple booster?
Oh, sure.
Yeah? I mean, so another 5 months, I should probably start looking for another one, it'll be longer?
Well, what's going to happen is the next, so you're going to get the booster now is the same booster you had the first time. All right.
Right.
In the fall, you're going to have a brand new vaccine, both Moderna and Pfizer, and maybe some of the other companies. Yeah, it's going to be based on the Omicron variant.
Is this the one I read about this week that said Pfizer? The one article I saw said Pfizer was targeting something that specifically dealt with Omicron, targeting it down a little bit. So
yes, that's it. And it's going to be a mixture of the old one plus the new one. So your third booster will be that in the fall.
Yeah, mostly. I mean, it sounds like we're sort of getting to the point with this as we are with flu shots, where we just know that, we need to go get a little, pick-me-up with it.
And exactly. It's going to be just like the flu shots until they can invent something even better, like an out-of-the-park improvement in the kind of vaccine technology. But for now, you're right. It's going to be just like the flu.
Do they use a very thin needle for that?
Yes, it's a very small dose.
Because when I got my second booster at Walgreens, it was literally a painless shot. I didn't believe I even got an injection until I got home and took the cotton off, and I said, thank God I saw a little piece of blood, because I didn't think I even got a shot.
Yeah, no, it doesn't hurt going in. No, it's a very, very small amount of material.
Yeah, I don't think I felt my vaccines or boosters either. The next day, I definitely felt a little soreness on all the ones that I did. But it comes and goes so quickly.
Yeah.
It's not even a big deal. So what's the latest now? The CDC did approve vaccinations for children.
Right.
Who should be concerned about that right now?
So
parents of what age? Children.
Yeah. It had been approved from 5 and up, and now it's approved from 5 and down to 6 months. And the studies are done. It's safe. They amount to very good immunologic response. Both Moderna and Pfizer both got approved for kids. And it looks like, although they don't compare them head-to-head, the protection from the Pfizer one was a little bit better.
Same regiment of treatment, the original vaccines, and then boosters as scheduled.
It's a little different. The kids respond differently, and the Pfizer vaccine for little kids is three shots. The Moderna one is two shots. So there's a little bit difference there.
Okay.
We don't know about kids getting boosters yet. We don't know. They may respond a little longer than adults. We just really don't know yet. But the first course, the two or three doses, is approved.
If you have a question for Dr. Murphy, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Here is someone that is asking, how long does the virus remain contagious in indoor air? Is it minutes? Is it hours? Somebody you know has tested positive. How soon can you breathe their same air?
That's a good question. It's really hard to answer that. But in general, rooms don't stay contaminated for a long period of time. The virus will go down, and if it doesn't get into a human body, it dies. So that's good. So it's not a long time, but I can't give you the exact answer. I don't think anybody has it.
630 area code said, I got my second booster a week ago. The next day, I had no energy and was sluggish for a week. Several of my friends had the same reaction. We all had mm-hmm. Pfizer. That's individual, isn't it? Because I had Pfizer. I didn't have that response at all.
I had the Moderna one. My second booster was Moderna, and I was really knocked out for 2 days. However, that's your own body responding to this. And this is going to continue as you get boosters. And I think what will happen is the interval between boosters is going to increase, and then that will be less of a problem.
Can I still, is it okay? I was reading stuff earlier on when the second booster shot. Is it okay to mix and match? Like if I had Pfizer initially, could I get a Moderna or should I always stay with Pfizer?
No. You can mix and match. Matter of fact, there's some data that says it's better. They're different vaccines. They're not the same product. They're the same, category of vaccine, the mRNA vaccine. But you can mix and match. And there's some data, very good data, that shows mixing and matching is better.
Hmm. Yeah, because I've had Pfizer all along, and I wasn't sure if I should ask for Moderna or just stay with the Pfizer.
Yeah,
no, same thing with me. I had
three
Pfizer shots, and I went for the Moderna, and it's okay. They're slightly different, so you get a little bit broader immunologic.
Yeah, spice your life up a little bit.
I think Moderna's got a little jalapeno taste too, which is nice.
It does. That on the one of them comes where they put salt around the edges of the syringe, which is very unusual.
I was just wondering for those children vaccinations. There's no Flintstone variety, is there?
They get a Flintstone Band-Aid.
Oh, okay, good.
That's nice. I feel like I get a Flintstones Band-Aid when I go to Walgreens and they give you the Walgreens.
Yeah, that little red one?
Yeah. Exactly. 269 area code said, repairmen coming into our home don't wear masks. How long should we wear our masks after they leave?
You can take them off as soon as they leave.
And I might add, Why would you be letting someone into your house who refuses to wear a mask? It's your house.
Right?
It's your house.
Because a good plumber is hard to find, Dean.
Yeah, I've had repairmen coming to the house, and I have my mask on when I answer the door, and they don't. And they said, oh, you want me to wear a mask? And I said, yeah, I sort of do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where they've been. I don't know where their wrenches have been.
Well, a lot of communities have basically just given up on masks, especially I think 269 is southwestern Michigan. It's a very few people wear masks.
Let's take a break. We'll come right back with Dr. Robert Murphy. 312-981-7200 is our number here at WGN. Dr. Robert Murphy, professor of infectious diseases, Northwestern University, on the line with us. Elton Jim Toronto doctor also is here with us, who just had cataract surgery. Is that something that all of us can probably expect to get once we hit a certain age?
Probably. very likely. It depends how much ultraviolet light and exposure in the sun and in the environment you've had.
Also, so exposure in the sun is something that would contribute to that?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't, because I wondered why. I mean, once again, I know that anytime your eyes really, after you're in your mid-40s, your eyes begin to decline. But as I was telling Dean earlier, I'm in my mid-50s, and I was considered by my eye doctor to be on the younger side of needing the cataract. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering why I had developed it so early. But
I wonder what. Let me ask this: What are signs that you may want to ask your doctor? Do I need something like this? What are some of the things that tell you there may be something going on with your eyes related to cataracts?
Well, this is not my field, but just in general, it's so common that the first thing people typically notice is that they have trouble at night
okay.
vision.
Okay.
You know, there's just a little bit more difficulty when you're driving at night or doing things at night, and it's very gradual. And then all of a sudden you realize that, hey, I got problems, and go get checked out.
Yeah, well,
I could have... An optometrist can diagnose.
Right. I could have told you that Jim had problems. We didn't need an optometrist or ophthalmologist for that.
Dean, ask Dr. Murphy about germs. That's his specialty.
Yes,
viruses
specialty.
And germs. He doesn't know about ultraviolet lights and
yes, he does.
Lenses.
He just gave us some fantastic information. I'm not
That's
asking
only because
to
I have an early cataract. That's why I don't.
Yeah, I'm not asking him to do surgery on you. I just ask a couple of questions.
Oh, God. You wouldn't want that.
Dr. Robert Murphy, professor of infectious diseases, as long as it's not in your eyes, is with us. Dr. Murphy, good to talk to you. I hope you have a great Sunday today.
Eyes can get infected. Be careful.
Yeah.
There you go.
Exactly right.
Well, I know a thing about cataracts. Just was reading the other day. There may be a medicine that can help cataracts.
Oh.
It's being studied. It's only in the animal state, so you got like many years to go. But I mean, the future looks very bright.
Well, as Jim seems to be breaking down at a pretty rapid pace,
I know
you're not going to make it till that drug hits.
I know. No.
Let's update news when we come back from this break. Stick around.